This is country Queensland, and here, Santa drives a ute. But he also has a day job as a mental health paramedic and is known around town as Nathan Brown.
Nathan,
how are you?
Good morning, bro.
In between his shifts at the ambulance station, Nathan is keeping busy, decorating his house with Christmas lights and responding to the letters to Santa from every child in Kambuya, a town of 2,200 people on Queensland's Darling Downs, just outside of Toowoomba.
I have a real passion for Christmas. I was sitting down one day and was just basically a bit bored. I was doing some paperwork at work and I thought, well, need to do something a bit cheery.
It's no small feat, but Nathan has the Christmas spirit. He's already responded to more than 80 letters, including from an entire Year 1 class at the local primary school.
I've seen kids that write in, say, oh, you know, I want a car for my mum, or, you know, I want presents for all the kids around the world. And then I've got people writing in saying, I want a PlayStation 5, or I want some new hoverboards. So hoverboards seems to be very popular at the moment, and skateboards. So a bit of everything. So you've got the kids that are really, really generous and want everything for everybody else, and then you've got the kids that want everything for themselves. So that, you get a bit of variety, so it's great, yeah.
Opening one of these letters, you can see that they're anything but standard, with glitter writing and stamps from the North Pole. And each of them includes special details that only the big man himself would know.
It looks like the real deal from what I would think anyway, so. But yeah, I just like to, it had to be special and unique for every single kid. So there's no generic writing format or anything like that. Everything's unique. It responds directly to their letter and what their parents tell me as well, so works well.
It's a ruse that's required the cooperation of many adults in town, including the staff at the Kambuya Post Office. They've set up a Letters to Santa mailbox and are helping covertly funnel the post to Nathan. The letters he writes back are then returned to kids through the town's regular mail service. Ashley Strugnell from the Kambuya Post Office says they've responded to Santa letters in the past, but the team was more than happy to hand the reins to a very enthusiastic Nathan.
But we used to just have a handful, like, you know, 40, 50 letters. Now we're doing hundreds of letters, and now that word's got out that this is a direct line of communication with Santa, we've got people coming from all around the district to pop things into our box here.
It's an elaborate scheme, but one that's well worth it for a bit of Christmas magic.
And it's just turned into the most wonderful little, you can sound a little bit cheesy when you talk about all the spirit and community and all that sort of thing, but just a little thing like this shows that it's real. You know, you've got a really good community here and Nathan's just part of it. But yeah, it's elevating when somebody steps up and says, yeah, let's really make this something good.
And for Nathan, it's a reminder of all that's good in the world at the end of a tough shift.
We see a lot of bad things with the ambulance and fireys and police and that sort of thing. So sitting down and writing these letters back to kids, it sort of restores that faith in humanity that there is some innocence and some good out there, because like the child's heart is just pure good.